T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. And of course, everybody talking about the storm. Well, both of them, the political storm, which is unfolding. Unbelievable, the outlines of that. The coordinated campaign to create evidence against Trump and leak it to the media, not by the Democrat Party. Well, not by them alone, but by them, the FBI and the DOJ. And the outlines of it are simply stunning. But first, the storm off the coast, which is about to be the storm pretty much on the coast. Joining us, meteorologist Tom Hale. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tara. How you doing?
Good. This thing is just amazing to look at on the radar. I mean, the size of it, the storm, I mean, it's the size of North Carolina and South Carolina combined.
Yes, yes. From one end to the other and tip to tip, it's about 400 miles. And of course, there's not all energy packed into all that 400. Probably 300 of it has really got some real tropical storm force winds. And then from there, the hurricane force winds are a much smaller area. But that smaller area is going to encompass the coastline and come up underneath Columbia. Eventually, those winds will be dying down when they get to your neck of the woods.
Which is good news. Is there anything for us to pay attention to, worry about? What are we going to see, you know, going into the weekend from this?
Okay, going into the weekend, here's basically what you're going to be dealing with. You're going to have a lot of moisture, and that moisture combined with your 2 days of relatively sunny skies are going to be heating up, and you'll have thunderstorms. And some of these thunderstorms, amazingly, will have some pretty heavy downpours. And this is very typical. In where I'm from, we've had storms that have come up from Houston ending up in Dallas. We had a situation several years ago. It turned into a tropical storm, and then finally it became a depression, and it was associated with this storm called Hermina. But what it ended up doing was dumping anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain, and it did it in just literally an hour to 2 to 3 hours, and that caused flash flooding. And what you're going to be dealing with is just like you had with Gordon, where you couldn't believe the amount of rain and how fast it fell. You're going to have a similar story. And with all of your saturated ground that you have out there right now, the additional rain is going to make it difficult. And some of those thunderstorms could go severe, be more than just strong, with winds over 58 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, and some of those straight line winds could topple trees and knock some power out. You are in the category possible power outages. Now, between you and Columbia, they're in the likely area where they will see power outages. And so, you know, you're at least far enough away from the action that the winds will have died down to a reasonable point that it'll take a thunderstorm to kick the winds up to a severe level.
But, you know, we're still a little damp from Gordon coming through. We got some good rain from that, so there's already, you know, the soil is already kind of moist. Are we going to see a tree toppler?
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not going to say widespread tree toppler, but I'm going to say that you're definitely going to have it. That's going to be probably one of your biggest issues. I can't even rule out an isolated spin-up tornado, because out of some of these remnants, there's still circulation. The broad circulation that you're seeing out over the water, that's just not going to necessarily go away. The speed of the circulation wind field is going to diminish, but the size of the wind field is still going to be there. So you're going to see bands that'll even look a little bit spiral as they swing their way through your area as the rain comes through. The question becomes, will you develop some thunderstorms which will have the vertical height, and what goes up must come down when it comes to winds and rain, and you'll have downbursts. And those downbursts could come along with some tree toppling issues. A downburst, obviously, is when these thunderstorms let loose and they're starting to collapse, and they are maybe 45 to 50,000 foot tall thunderstorms. the winds coming out of those things can easily be 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. And along with the rain and everything else in your pre-existing conditions. Yeah. And if those trees topple in the wrong place, guess what you get? Power outages.
Yep. Tom Hale, meteorologist. Are we going to escape flooding here, you think? Not any flooding here, just maybe a lot of heavy rain and watch out for your trees? Or no?
Yeah, I think what you're looking at, and this is something most people don't seem to bother with, is that you're going to have ponding on roads from these downpours. And you're cruising along on a limited access road, so you're going 70 or 75 miles an hour. And next thing you know, you're in a pond which trips your wheels, front wheels, gives a little friction. Next thing you know, the back end of your car is trying to be the front end. And so I can't stress enough, in these downpours, because it's moisture-rich air, you're going to want to slow down to about 60 miles an hour minimum to make sure you maintain traction and obviously visibility.
All right. Tom Hale, want to thank you so much, meteorologist, for joining us today. We'll be on the lookout for all of that. And again, as I always tell you, got to get those trees taken care of, trimmed, take care of them. They really can be a danger. Tom Hale, thanks for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD. All right. Talking about the other big storm that is breaking all over the place. Again, these damning new texts between Lisa Page and the disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok. And they're literally going back and forth and talking about who they're going to give the latest scoop on the Russian meddling to as they make it all up. And this is just, it's so stunning. I can't even wrap my mind around it. I'm just, there's so many angles here. I mean, keep in mind, at the time all this is going on, just back away for a moment. They know there's no Russia collusion. They know they have not one single shred of evidence that Trump, the Trump campaign and Russia had any kinds of connection in terms of planning to do anything with Hillary's emails, hacking, leaking, all of that. They have not found anything. And we know they know that because they were manufacturing evidence. And we've been through all of that. The number four of the DOJ, Bruce Ory, sends his wife Nellie in. She gets $44,000 in cash for her efforts. They concoct the dossier. Bruce Ory takes that to the FBI, tells them it's probably not true. They don't care. They pass it off as evidence to the FISA court. The whole time that they are making up evidence and they know it. They are on the phone with, we now know, at least 14 different reporters, feeding them the Russia collusion story that they know is fake. They had to fake the evidence to go to the FISA court. I mean, this is an amazing two-tier hit job. They're literally making up evidence on the one hand to get inside the Trump campaign. Now, remember that warrant on Carter Page, it goes two steps beyond Carter Page. So it's Carter Page. He walks in a building, whoever he has contact with and whoever they have contact with. This went straight back to Trump. His family members, they're spying on them all. Now, remember in the beginning of the Trump administration when Trump is having conversations with foreign heads of state and they're leaking? Every one of them is leaking. And they're mocking Trump, the media, is for what he says in these classified conversations. These are not public conversations. They were still listening then. That's how they got in there. That's how they wormed in, that they were looking for anything they could use to humiliate him, mortify him, take him down. And what this is, you're going to hear a lot of talk about text today. You're going to hear a lot of talk about, wow, they were framing Trump. Yeah, they were literally orchestrating a narrative in the media. The FBI was. At the same time, they were falsifying evidence against the president. They had to sell their falsified evidence to the public. So they created this whole thing. This means they know there is no there there. But then we know that because guess what? Disgraced FBI agent Lisa Page wrote that in a text. There is no there there. She knew it. They knew it. And they went to the public and smeared this president using at least 14 reporters. I want to play this again. This is Representative Mark Meadows. Now that you've got that background, he has seen the unredacted, the classified versions of this. You haven't seen. They're way out ahead of where we are right now. Listen to what they know.
We do need to reveal this. We know that James Comey leaked. We know that Andrew McCabe leaked. We know that actually Peter Strzok and Lisa Page leaked. We also know that the reporters that they leaked to know that they leaked. And listen, we've got names. We've got actually reporters' names. I believe that journalism is alive and well, but at the same time, we've got to make sure that we get rid of this in the FBI and DOJ.
They got it all. Now, remember this last couple of days, Peter Strzok's attorney's been coming out and saying, oh, no, we didn't leak this. We were trying to stop the leaks. We were very concerned about how this was hurting the president's reputation. Lie. We got a new set of texts. Total lie. Mr. Strzok is not very bright. Why does he send his attorney out to lie when he knows these other texts are out there? Maybe he forgot he wrote them. I don't know. But this is... I've run out of words. I don't have any words. And right now, Jeff Sessions, Rip Van Sessions up there at the DOJ, they're going to get away with it. They're going to get away with it. All of it comes down to the midterms, folks. You don't want to lose your country? Go out and vote. The dirtiest trick in U.S. history. That's what the New York Sun is calling what the FBI, the DOJ, the Democrat Party, hell, throw Google in there. Did. It's unbelievable what we are seeing right now in our country. And what is even more unbelievable is that the mainstream media will not admit it is going on. Yeah, did you see what happened yesterday? Did you see what happened? This is unbelievable. We have Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok, right? His attorney comes out and says, oh, no, Fox News, they got it wrong. Dad, no. My client, Peter Strzok, no, he was trying to prevent leaking. Those texts that you hear about the leak strategy, no, he was just out there, he was looking out for President Trump's reputation. Boom, a whole new set of texts hit. And it's Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, and they're coordinating their leak strategy and talking about how, along with Andrew McCabe, the number two, who really is the number two at the FBI, who, by the way, a grand jury has now been impaneled to investigate him. As recently as March, the New York Times and Washington Post were telling us he was a hero. He was trying to save the republic from the coup that Trump has launched against the FBI and the DOJ. You know, they're not talking about Andy much anymore. He's busy with the indictment. Yeah, that's where we are. And they're lying to you right now. And this is what's incredible. So they're running all the correction stories they read. Oh, I know. The lawyers for disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok, he says, no, they're trying to protect Trump's Trump's reputation. It was a leak strategy. They were trying to prevent the leaks. Literally, 24 hours later, boom, we get slapped with text. Nope, they were coordinating the leaking. Leaking aimed at selling a story about the Russian collusion they knew was false. A story that while they were leaking it, they were busy fabricating fraudulent evidence to use against Trump to get the FISA warrant. Because they knew there was... So what does this tell us? They knew there was no evidence there. They lied to the media in a character assassination attempt on the president. And here's what else it tells us. The media has denied, oh, Peter Strzok, no, he wasn't leaking. No. Listen to his attorney. See, he was trying to save Trump. These are the same reporters that Peter Strzok was leaking to. Process that for a minute. They're lying to you through their teeth. They know Peter Strzok and Lisa Page leaked to the Washington Post and the New York Times. That is a fact. It's referenced in their texts. Congress has got more than we do right now. They got the names of the 14 reporters they leaked to, at least 14 reporters. And that includes Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Lisa Page, and Peter Strzok. And these same reporters at the Post and the Times, as recently as yesterday, and their editors know the truth, were telling us there was no leaking. By Peter Strzok and Lisa Page in the Post and the Times. No, it's just a misunderstanding. See, Mr. Page, he was trying to save Mr. Trump. See, that's what his attorney says. See, so all these reports on Fox News, just ignore them. They're just discrediting the FBI and trying to destroy our democracy. The whole time they knew what they were printing was a lie. Folks, they are now openly lying to you to cover up the crimes of the FBI. They could just sit by and say nothing, knowing full well Strzok and Page leaked and that Strzok's lawyer was lying to you. But they go the step further. and they help him lie. You cannot trust the media. Trust me. You see in the New York Times, the Washington Post, anybody citing those sources about this, you can't trust them. They just lied to you yesterday and got busted within 48 hours for their lies. I mean, here's the thing. They got to be mad in the newsrooms. Because, I mean, here's your buddy Peter, and Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent, going, yeah, no. No, just tell him that we were protecting Trump. And I can imagine what a reporter would say to Peter Strzok, because it's what I would say as a reporter. Is there anything that's going to come out that's going to contradict that, Peter Strzok, before I print it and humiliate myself? No, there's nothing. They can't prove it. They can't prove we were leaking to you. Okay, cool. Within 24 hours, new texts come out. They're talking about leaking to the media and their strategy and who they leak to specifically, the Washington Post and the New York Times. And they're also talking about a sister intelligence agency, which could be the DOJ, could be the CIA, I don't know, could be both, that they were also leaking to in an attempt to assassinate the reputation of the president and create a Russian collusion narrative that was false. And again, we know they know it was false because at the same time they were crafting the dossier, which we know now that Bruce Orr, the number four at the DOJ, told them this stuff's not true. We can't substantiate a lot of this. Oh, by the way, my wife, Nellie, got paid $44,000 by Hillary to put it together. The money's in my bank account, and I didn't disclose that on my ethics form. That's a felony. But, you know, who cares? Another crime the FBI ignored. The law breaking here is simply stunning. And I have a feeling we're only at the beginning of it. Could you ever have imagined the Department of Justice, the Democrat Party, and the FBI, and at least 14 members of the media would collude to frame Trump and then lie? To you, directly lie to you, knowing otherwise, to cover it up. As recently as yesterday. You got to love all these news sites, too, the Snopes kind of sites. Not true. No. Peter Strzok, he didn't leak his. No, of course not. How would you read that? Oh, New York Times. Washington Post. That's right. Yeah, I was there. Oh, must be true. They've now not only proven that you can't trust them. They have proven within the last 48 hours, they will directly lie, flat out lie, when they know for a fact that the leaking was going on, that it was by Strzok and Page, because they were the reporters being leaked to. Can't trust them, folks. Can't trust them. And you got to ask, what else are they lying about that they know they're lying about?
Haven't felt right since the election?
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
Do you often feel the urge to burn something down?
In their protest,
firework
becomes the very thing that they're protesting against.
Flares, rocks, bottles were thrown.
Or slap people you don't even know because you think they don't like you?
No, I'm president!
If you've never felt like this before, but do now.
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
You may be suffering from a case of Trump utter derangement syndrome. Or turds. Turds.
Just the headlines today. I can't even do a whole segment here. Nevada professor shoots himself in campus bathroom to protest President Trump. Violent leftists threaten to rape GOP senator's staffer, send her 3,000 coat hangers in the mail. You heard about this? Yeah, they're outraged that Brett Kavanaugh will likely be sworn in as the next Supreme Court justice later that month. That's what happens when you lose an election and the other side wins. We saw that happen to us, and guess what? We didn't threaten stuff like this. Far-left activists threatened to rape a staffer for Senator Collins if Collins voted for Judge Kavanaugh. This is the kind of stuff that we're seeing day in and day out. Yeah, I mean, yesterday it was an anti-abortion tweet by a Fox News commentator. She starts getting phone calls at her home, threatening to kill, strangle her, rape her. She now can't go out without anybody who's armed. I mean, this is what is beginning to happen here. Just a level of the total derangement is nothing like I've never seen in my lifetime. And it could be because Newt Gingrich he's out there saying, listen, Trump is the most effective anti-liberal president in my lifetime. And they're literally coming unglued. Meanwhile, switchblade attack on a GOP. This is a GOP congressional candidate. This is not some stalker, some ex-girlfriend that he has. This is not a state senator campaign somewhere in California. This is a GOP congressional candidate. And a guy ranting about how much he hates Trump attempted to stab him to death the other day. CNN has not mentioned one word about it. And the guy is literally screaming about Trump after putting on Facebook that, you know, you got to go, you got to take it to the streets. You got to stab some people. Well, I mean, that's what Maxine Waters said, didn't she? She said, push. He said, I'm going to do you one better and switchblade him. Fortunately, the knife did not fully deploy in the switchblade. And the candidate is okay. Do you know where we are right now? Do you know where we are? We are at the point, I've been saying this for a while. We have Republican members of Congress desperately need Secret Service protection. You are going to have Secret Service for the duration of your service to survive it. We are rapidly getting there. And you know what I did last night, just for kicks? I mean, all of this stuff going on, this is a great way to win an election. You want to knock the generic advantage of your opposite party down by talking about how deranged they are? Do this. By the way, the leadership of the Democrat Party has condemned none of this. Distance themselves from none of it. They're doubling down. The talking heads on CNN are encouraging people. You see a bigot, then beat them. It's okay. We know what the law says, but morally, you're in the right. I played those audio clips for you. No condemnation of this from the left or from the GOP leadership. So last night I did a tour of Twitter accounts. I was just really curious to see if anybody in the GOP leadership had anything to say about any of this. No. Not a word from Mitch McConnell. I mean, you had one of somebody just attempted to murder in cold blood one of your congressional candidates. You got nothing to say about that? No. Not a word. Nope. Paul Ryan, not a thing. How about the RNC? They're supposed to be running a campaign to, you know, take back the midterms. They got anything to say? No. No, it's not important. Okay, cool. So the message is go ahead and stab our candidates. Make sure the switchblade deploys correctly next time. I mean, if the guy was bleeding on the floor, would they say something? Probably not. And now we've got this from the Washington Post. Another hurricane is about to batter our coast. Trump is complicit. By the way, you know that over the last couple of decades, hurricane storms on average are way down from where they were, not up, down in terms of numbers of these storms. Yeah, they get a lot of media publicity when they come through, but in terms of numbers, they're down. So it doesn't even make sense to be tying this to an increasing problem of climate change scientifically. And yet, listen to what they wrote. It's a headline. Another hurricane is about to batter our coast. Trump is complicit. Yet again, a massive hurricane feeding off unusually warm ocean water has the potential to stall over heavily populated areas. They don't tell you that the incidence of hurricanes is down over the last decade compared to the decades before, not up. Has the potential to stall over heavily populated areas, menacing millions of people. Last year, Hurricane Harvey battered Houston. Now Hurricane Florence threatens to drench already waterlogged swath of the East Coast, including the nation's capital. If Category 4 hurricane does, in fact, hit the Carolinas this week, it'll be the strongest storm on record to land so far. Yet when it comes to extreme weather, Mr. Trump is complicit. As if you can affect the weather. Folks, they can't even accurately tell us the track of the storm until 48 hours out. I mean, did you hear the term yesterday, cone of uncertainty? Greenville is in the cone of uncertainty. I about fell off my chair laughing. The cone of uncertainty. Okay, you are reporting as a news story that you don't know what's going to happen. That is your headline. We don't know what's going to happen. You could run that every day. Nobody knows what's going to happen the next day. Cone, they have a term for it. It sounds good. Cone of uncertainty. Wow. Okay. We all live in a cone of uncertainty every day. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't either. But for them, it's official news. So it's a cone of uncertainty. Yesterday, we were in the cone of uncertainty for Greenville. We don't know what's going to go on. We think something could. Be on the lookout. Okay. We should do that every day. And yet they're saying, in the same breath, these same media outlets, oh, by the way, national news media anyway. Yeah, Trump's complicit. See, he's causing hurricanes. I'm sorry, didn't we have hurricanes before? I thought I read something about Galveston, Texas. Thought I read something about that. Did we have one? Did we did okay. Because we've had hurricanes, you're telling me. much worse than the ones in severity that we've had in the last decade. Uh-huh. Well, if we got an increasing problem with climate change, how is this Trump's fault? How do we have hurricanes before Trump was president? Texter writes, the establishment would love additional physical protection to further insulate themselves from the opinions of their lowly constituents. Oh, what a brilliant point. Texter writes, are you being intentionally obtuse? No, that's about as clear as I can get. Are you on medication? Everybody else is. Seems like. Texter writes, the switchblade used in the attack is probably an illegal knife. Hashtag assault knife. Oh, yeah, they gotta go. Texter writes, Republicans need a well-regulated militia as guards. Well-regulated militia. Where have I heard that before? It sounds so familiar. I don't know. A bunch of guys thought we might need it one day, way back in history. I'll look up who they were. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, the news media has elevated Donald Trump to godlike status by saying he can control the hurricane. Now, the texter writes, President Jeb Bush would have totally taken credit for this hurricane. Yeah, I know. While on his knees, probably. Now, the texter writes, Weather Channel and the bottled water companies are in cahoots. Yeah, they're all in cahoots. We're finding that out this morning. Texter writes, yeah, is that like the cone of silence from Get Smart? I don't know what that is. Somebody will text in a minute and tell me. Let's see. Texter writes, don't worry about the storm in South Carolina. Nikki Haley's pothole flood control system is still intact. Pothole flood control. Oh, God bless America. All right, so anyway, it's official. Google is a Democrat Party front. They are not afraid to break campaign finance laws to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars and admit it in writing and emails. They're fine with that. And they're not afraid to be coordinating with Hispanic activists on YouTube to put together a campaign to even drive people to poll. Folks, do you realize how creepy this is? Back up for a minute and think about this personally. How would you feel if every link you've ever clicked on could be shown to those you work with? We've all clicked on something we don't want anybody to know we read or looked at. You know what I'm talking about. And it's not just the obvious stuff, too. It's not just the smut stuff. It's everything. Our secret interests. Things we care about. The things we shop for. The weight loss plan we looked at. I mean, everybody's done something embarrassing. Have they not? Would you shop for a stronger deodorant to deal with your body odor? Maybe it was your foot odor. Or maybe it's worse. Maybe you've been on some sites you shouldn't have that your wife really wouldn't want you on. Maybe you were tempted to do something that you shouldn't do, and you were seriously going to do it, and you were on the site, but then you changed your mind. Google knows. They know. Oh, I did it on Yahoo.com. Google still knows. They control all those links, too, in terms of capturing the data. They know it all. They know who you are. They know where you are. They know what you do. They know where you are every moment of the day. You can't even turn off their tracking software. They know everywhere I have been every minute of the day for the last 4 years because they track me through my phone. I've accessed the maps. They know every email I've sent through Gmail. Think about the power. And now we know they dropped out of that godlike cloud that they are existing on, and they broke campaign finance law on a scale so massive we've never seen it before in all of U.S. history. At a felony level so massive, it can't even be properly, you know, I can't even conceive of it in terms of in-kind donations, which, by the way, is what Robert Mueller and his cohorts in the New York Federal Prosecutor's Office just made Trump's attorney Cohen plead guilty to. A non-crime. In-kind donation. And we're watching Google do it before our faces. They know everything about you. Think about what they did. They used their algorithm to target by personal identifying factor, Hispanics in swing states. Now put that together with what they know about you, everything. And how weaponized we now know they are. When you have Google executives in this very disturbing video, after we know they tried to alter the election. And one of their executives even put out a, you know, I'm sorry, mea culpa, you know, email the next morning. I'm so sorry we didn't defeat Hillary. I was using the algorithm to try to do it and I messed up, but it's not my fault. Hispanics voted at a higher rate for Trump than I anticipated. I'll get it right next time. I mean, that's essentially what the email said. And they have all of that on you. This is a godlike power. And I mean, you're watching them on the video, these executives at Google that have all this on you. Think what this means. If this is how weaponized they are, think what this means for people who are thinking, yeah, you know, 10, 15 years from now, I'll run for office. 10 years, I will. Oh, will you now? Let's go look in your Google file. What have you? Oh, wow. You considered cheating on your wife at a low point in your marriage? You were actually on a site talking to other women or men? Maybe you ought to rethink that, Ron. This is the power they have. Forget the FBI. They're terrifying. And they're all colluding to stop you from getting the news. And to get the news they are manufacturing. In the case of the FBI, we've just found out in the last 24 hours, talking to 14 different reporters, lying about it. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe and James Comey, planting a false Russian narrative to make you believe it on the one hand. I mean, this is total thought control. This is like something from the overnight show on this station, but it's real and it's happening. I mean, did you see on the video the elite leaders of Google vowing to save the world from Trump's, they called it catastrophic nationalism. Vowing to save the world from that. Again, they got it all on you. They even have your email. Have you seen in Europe where the reporters are concerned about this? Because they get scoops. I mean, reporters do is they get them over email. Google's got them. They got everything on everyone everywhere. And now they have vowed that they're going to control what we see, when we see it, how we see it, what goes on. I don't see anybody stop them, do you? Not right now. And that's where we are this morning. And I don't know how this ends, but I've never seen anything like this. I mean, they had, what did I like the video? Group hug, tears for Hillary. Dreams of a Canada summit, attacks. Talking about attacks on Trump voters. Oh, and I didn't even get to what Twitter and Facebook just did. Got to do that in the next hour. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.